starting next September, mobile phones will be banned in schools across France. Students won't be able to use them in between classes or even during their lunch breaks. Basically, no phones at school. It makes good on one of President Emmanuel Macron's campaign promises. And the French education minister says it's a matter of public health because children aren't playing during break time anymore. Here in Australia, we have a few schools that have done the same thing. It's up to the schools themselves. One of them is Perth College, whose principal, Jenny Ethel, joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Well, thank you, Patricia.
Good
to be with you.
What sort of difference did your ban make? When did you make it and why did you make it and what changed?
Yeah, look, Patricia, we actually made the ban from the beginning of 2017. I actually spoke to the students at the end of 2016. We were really keen. We have a leadership program through the school, and we were really keen for the girls to really develop authentic relationships. There's research around about young people not being able to read body language, not being able to pick up on social cues, etc. And we felt that some of our students were being obsessed with the screen and spending all of their time on it. So at the end of last year, I said, look, I'm going to be the meanest principal in the world. For these reasons, we're going to actually not allow you to use phones at recess and at lunchtime. They still can have them on them before school and after school from a safety perspective. But during recess and lunchtime, we want you to be interacting with each other and having proper, authentic, three-dimensional, as we call it, relationships with each other. And we've noticed a huge difference in our schoolyard over the 12 months.
Was it easy to enforce? Because I imagine, phone addiction, hey, I'm putting my hand up.
Mm.
I'd find that rule hard to fit into, I've got to say. How did the students cope?
Look, I have to say our leaders were really on board. By the time they got to year 12, they could understand why we were doing it. And so they helped us lead the way with it. And so because we had the girls on board, because we'd presented the why, and I think it's really important to present the why to the students, not everyone was happy, but they embraced it. And I think now, and certainly the feedback from the girls has been, they're glad that that's happened and that they really enjoy the fact that there's no peer pressure to be on their phones, to be, that fear of missing out, the Snapchatting, all of those sorts of things, and that they're really developing great relationships. The noise level in our playground has gone up enormously. Now, that's directly related to chatter. It's, girls are out there playing table tennis, they're playing handball, they're doing more active things at recess and lunchtime. They're also engaging with opportunities around the school. So we've got an innovation and entrepreneurial space called The Hive. We've got more girls involved in that. We've got more girls getting involved in the robotics, and I think are developing better communication, better relationship skills, because we know that communication is 70% nonverbal. So it's really important to be able to read those facial expressions. I speak with my hands. I'm waving my hands around talking to you. You can't see that on the phone. But that's about conveying a message and conveying your enthusiasm, conveying how you feel. And so we're really happy with it. We're not against technology. We still use, and girls can still use their phone within the classroom if it's part of a project, etc. So, we're not banning them from using technology. We actually embrace technology at Perth College. But it's about that correct balance between the technology and the screen and authentic relationships. I'm sure you're aware of the wave of mental health issues that we're seeing in young people. And we've taken a really proactive approach to that through our leadership program Inside Out, which is done through the lens of positive psychology. And that's about having meaning and purpose and developing strong relationships in your life. That's part of Martin Seligman's PERMA model, and that's really important. And so that's what this phone ban has done, is allow our girls the freedom to actually develop those relationships, to find meaning and purpose in their lives.
So what do you make of the French government's decision? Would something like that work in Australia? I mean, that's a ban across France.
Yeah, look, I think it's a pretty heavy-handed approach, but I do see, you know, when you go out to restaurants, you see people that sit, you know, couples that go out and all they do is spend their time on the screen. Well, how's that going to be a meaningful and relationship long-term? So, you know, and I'm with you, you know, I get very distracted by my phone. So to being forced to put it down, perhaps it is a good thing. I don't know. I hope that they've got some measurements in place, that they're going to measure the wellbeing, because we measure our students' wellbeing, we measure our staff wellbeing, and certainly we've seen an increase in our wellbeing and our resilience of our young people within the school through the programs that we've put in place. I'm not saying that's just about the phone ban, but that's about a combination of events.
Do you think it's helping that? Their academic performance as well as sort of their well-being?
Look, I mean, you feel well, you do well. So if it's helping your well-being, well, perhaps indirectly. I think it's perhaps a bit too long a bow to draw a direct correlation, and we haven't measured that. But certainly, you know, I would think that certainly they're not fatigued, they're not on screens during recess and lunchtime. So when they're using their technology, they're perhaps using it more purposeful and more in a more engaging way, and they don't have that time at the screen. Look, you know, I don't have any hard and strong evidence to say that it is, but, you know, I do know that there is a, you know, a link between feeling well and doing well. And I think we all can say that in our personal lives and in our work lives. If, you know, if we're feeling good about ourselves, feeling confident, feeling as though we've got purpose in what we're doing, then we tend to perform well. And, you know, so that, I suppose that's a long bow, but you could draw that conclusion.
Many thanks for your time.
That's quite all right. Good to be with you, Patricia.
Jenny Ethel is the principal of Perth College, and they have also banned phones in 2017. Of course, the hook for us, and I was so fascinated by this, is that the French government has banned mobile phones in schools, even at recess. No mobile phones. Some schools, of course, in Australia are doing it as well, although it's a case-by-case, school-by-school basis. What do you make of that? Do you think phones are distracting and affect kids' well-being, students' well-being, perhaps even adult well-being? 0418 226 576.